and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Coleman Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this Monday morning, September 17th, 7:36 a.m. to the OPT Network. And I tell you what, if you're up, back on the grind this Monday morning, it is wet outside. It is raining. And as we were traveling in, it is raining pretty continually. So if you're traveling in, make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely. School buses are rolling. And boy, what a wet day to be standing at a bus stop. Please slow down through those school zones. They're in effect until 9 o'clock. Remember, you got to stay engaged, especially on mornings like this. You just don't even have time for the errors. So if you're late, you might as well just slow down and get there when you get there. Switching gears this morning, we hope that you had a great weekend. We certainly did. I tell you, on Saturday evening, we celebrated with Threads at Cabrini Hospital, and it was absolutely DC phenomenal. As it always is, and we just want to say kudos to Cabrini Hospital and to all of the survivors. You guys were absolutely incredible, and I had a great opportunity to be a part of the program. And so thank you for inviting us, Cabrini, to once again celebrate with the survivors. And DC, I gotta send a huge, huge shout out to Miss Carolyn Good. Carolyn Good, I hope you're listening on this rainy Monday morning. She is so incredible. Let me tell you who she is. She is a seamstress. Yes. Now, I felt really, really, really fabulous because my dress looked really, really fabulous. And the first thing I said to Miss Carolyn Good when I met her is I said, let me apologize in advance because I am picky. And almost everything I buy off the rack has got to be altered. And so, you know, when you buy a really nice dress, there is always that apprehension about touching it. Is it going to look like the designer made it after it's touched? And she said, no worries. I got this. And she took my dress and she altered it to perfection. So, Carolyn, thank you so much. You helped to make my evening even more incredible because ladies know there is nothing more jacked up and wrong with your dress if it's falling down or if it's just not on point. And so, especially if you're standing up in front of a crowd of people and you did that, the dress was absolutely incredible. The alterations were immaculate. And I want to thank Miss Carolyn Good. She is on 6th Street, downtown Alexandria, and the name of her business is Stitches, ladies. So if you need to have something altered or tailored, she's got that. She is not going to do anything but what you need her to do, and she is absolutely incredible. And DC said, if she's good enough for you, she's good enough for me. And that's what being picky is about. Also, I want to give a real big shout out to Larry Armstrong, D.C., who came right up to our table at Threads. He is with the Pine Liners Bass Club. And we can't, how many good things can we say about Pine Liners Bass Club? Who, not D.C. said not enough. And Willie Ray, Mr. Willie Ray Jackson, you guys absolutely rock. They came in at a time, and we're still raising money for breast cancer. And you absolutely warmed our hearts as well as this community. Thank you so much. And thank all of the people who participated in Threads. It was an absolutely incredible evening. And we want to give a big shout out to Pastor Christopher Augustine, who gave the opening prayer, who has supported not only the OPT, but he has supported raising money for breast cancer. And he has continuously sent us a check every single year. People are calling for Miss Carolyn Good's phone number already. I got to get it out of my phone. I'll give it to you in just a second. But I will get that number, and I will give Carolyn's number out because she is absolutely fabulous. And so I'm so happy that we found her, and we want to thank Lisa Campo for that. But I got to switch gears, and we got to get on point, everybody. Let me tell you what's happening today and what we're talking about. This morning, we're talking about home buyers basics. And it is a seminar that Red River Bank is putting on. And this is just another way, another incredible way that the community is giving back to Alexandria. They're giving back to Alexandria in a way that you can't even imagine, by helping people learn how they need to function best to purchase their home. And here to talk about that is Tammy Salazar, who is the Executive Vice President of Red River Bank, and Janice Seastrunk, who is over community relations. She is the Community Relations Officer. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on. We appreciate it.
And so let's talk about home buyers basics and what that means, Tammy.
Well, first of all, sometimes people just are not comfortable coming into the bank. So this is a great opportunity for you to just pop in on a Saturday from 9 to 12 and get some basic information on buying a new home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or whether you just maybe are looking to buy a larger home or a different home in a different area, we can help you get pre-qualified. Mm-hmm. We have great speakers coming in. We're going to give people an opportunity to actually, in a relaxed environment, have a little breakfast, a cup of coffee, listen to some great speakers, give you tips that are going to make a difference in getting you qualified, and then actually have just a little time at the end for you to sit down with a mortgage professional. Mm-hmm. And if you would like, you can actually give the information for an application right there. Mm-hmm. And pull your credit right there. It's not like you have to go to the seminar and then wait and make an appointment mm-hmm. to find out what you are qualified for. You can actually get qualified at the event. So I think that's kind of exciting for people.
And so I think it's really incredible, Janice, that at a time where the market seems to be rebounding, that people can come in a really comfortable environment and just get those tips about things maybe they've heard about. And, you know, we always say, well, you know, that's what they say. But right here, you can come into this environment and really get the understanding that you need individually on how to purchase a home.
Right, and that's exactly the reason why we're sponsoring the seminars, because we know that people have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's some apprehension and some concerns. People just aren't sure, especially with the market and everything that they've heard in the media.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to create an environment where they could come, they could have a conversation, they could get some really great, hear some really great speakers and have some questions answered in a comfortable environment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when people are fearful of coming into the bank because they just don't want to be, if they're rejected or they don't
right.
they're not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an environment where they can come. If they're ready to apply, they can actually apply right then. And if they're not and they have some questions about their credit,
mm-hmm.
then we can also have a conversation with them, maybe give them some tips where they can improve their credit, some quick tips or some long-term tips. It just kind of depends on what their situation is and where they are. Everybody's in a different stage
mm-hmm.
when it comes to buying a home. From just thinking about it to all the way to I have all my paperwork, I'm ready to do it.
Right.
And so anybody on that spectrum can come into that seminar and have that conversation with us, and we'll be there. And we have some great mortgage professionals that are going to be there and can have some conversations with them. And then there's also going to be some other people there who are in their same situation
mm-hmm.
and are going to ask some questions that maybe they're not comfortable enough asking.
Absolutely. And Tammy, for those people, And it's not just necessarily for those quote-unquote first-time buyers, but also for people who are current homeowners that may be ready to step up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for many reasons, people get to a point where they're looking for a new home. Sometimes, you know, your family has grown. You need more space. Sometimes you just want, like you're saying, kind of that next level up. Sometimes it's location. You know, you want to be in a different area. Your children have grown and they want to go
school
to a
zones.
Different school. Yes, we were just having that conversation where we started. But for whatever the reason. And so, you know, this isn't just for a first-time home buyer. Anybody who has questions. I think that what is nice about this, if you're a little like me and you don't like sitting through long presentations and you lose your attention span on a Saturday morning, this is a great workshop for you because it's not real detailed. It's we have several speakers that are going to come in and give you the high points on each topic. So we'll have someone that comes in and talks about credit for a little while. We'll have someone that comes in and talks about the products available. We'll have someone that comes in and talks about the houses that you're looking at.
What does the products mean?
That means anything from someone who wants a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, somebody who is a first-time home buyer and wants what's called a bond loan, you know, that has some down payment assistance, at VA loans. We have lots of people who in this area at some point in their life were military, and they would be eligible for a Veterans Administration loan, FHA loans. There are a lot of types out there, and so this is a venue that you can hear the highlights on each of those and see which one you may be best suited to.
And you know, this is what I was thinking as you guys were talking. It's bad when you think you know and you don't know. And that's why these seminars are critical for the community to come out. And even if you think you know, to find out what else is available. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you more about Red River Bank's Home Buyers Basics Seminar and how you can get on point right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:52 a.m., and today is Monday, September the 17th. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is there to serve Rapides and surrounding areas. Listen, for more information on all of your insurance needs, the number to phone is 318-487-1881. That's Rosa Fields and her team in Alexandria. Again, 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Home Buyers Basic Seminar that Red River Bank is really putting on for the community. And this is just another way that Red River Bank is engaged in our community and helping to be the change that they want to see. We're joined by Tammy Salazar. I'm going to spit it out in a second.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Tammy Salazar, who is the executive vice president, and Janice Seestrunk, who is community relations officer at Red River Bank. And we were talking during the break that buying a home is probably the biggest purchase that Americans will make in their lifetime, Tammy. And so it is critical that people that are thinking, especially those first-timers that are thinking about making this life-changing purchase, have all the information.
Absolutely. That's what I was telling Carlette. You know, education is just so important. There are lots of things to consider. And I think it's wonderful that people can come out ahead of time before they've signed on the dotted line an agreement to purchase, so that they know what they should be looking for. What's the right kind of house for them? What's the right price range for them? They'll fit in their budget, because you know rent is expensive these days. And so you may think, wow, there I could never own a house, but then when you sit down and look at what you're paying every month in rent, it may be possible to get a house and have a house note for less than you're paying in rent.
Absolutely.
And so those are the kind of things that we can help with at this seminar. It's nothing, we're not selling anything. We just want the community to have an opportunity with no pressure to be able to come and receive free educational information on everything from loan types, interest rates, how much you can qualify for, to what is the actual process. We're even going to have a realtor come and talk about looking for a house. You know, what's the right steps to take? How to, because you don't want to look for houses that you're never going to be able to afford. That would be silly. That's a waste of your time.
And so, and aren't most of us there, though, because we're really looking for
the most house that we can get,
yes,
and maybe even more.
Right, absolutely. And you know what I tell people all the time? Like, you should never drive the Mercedes if you have to buy the Chevrolet, because then you won't really like the Chevrolet.
Shame, shame.
It's
and we
true.
All, and we're so. All guilty. We have champagne taste on a beer budget.
Yeah, that's what my husband says about me.
Me too.
So, you know, try to manage it all. But really, it does help to just start out from the beginning knowing what price range you're in,
mm-hmm,
and making sure that you're looking for a house that meets your family's needs.
Absolutely. I think that that's critical. And we just really want to say kudos to Red River Bank and the staff and the team that has put this together, because I love what you said. Not only is it free, there is no pressure. This is just an opportunity for the people of this community to come out and meet some great people at Red River Bank that are interested in helping those people who are interested in becoming homeowners to become homeowners.
Absolutely. That is our total goal. And again, we would love if people would sign up online ahead of time, because we are going to provide a light breakfast. And so it's very easy to do. You just go to redriverbank.net,
mm-hmm,
and there is you are going to see it pop up, a home buying basic seminar. You just click on that and you can quickly fill it out to register.
Absolutely. And it doesn't get any better than that. Not only are they bringing the community together, they're going to feed you breakfast. So
what's better, right?
It doesn't get any better than that. Now, so what about those people that just are not going to go online to register?
We understand, because sometimes I'm a procrastinator. And so don't worry, we will not turn you away. We'll still be happy to give you some breakfast. If you forget to register, come on out. The one thing I will say, it is from 9 to 12, but
mm-hmm,
you want to be there at 9. Because the way it's going to work is all of the speakers are going to be at the beginning. And so if you don't come until 10:30, we're, mm-hmm, going to be taking applications and helping people, but you are going to miss a lot of important information. So do come right at 9.
So it's from 9 until
12.
12. All right. And it's free. Now tell people where it's going to be and when it's going to be, Janice.
It's going to be held at the Central Louisiana Business Incubator on Wimbledon. And that's, you know, right across, well, it used to be the old Jake's building. It's right across from Fads and Frames. Again, we're going to be there from 9 to 12. The first hour, we're going to have some great speakers there to have some conversations about tips to look for, understanding your credit, obtaining your mortgage, and as we talked about, some of the available products. And then also shopping for a home, making sure that you pick the right home.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we'll have some mortgage professionals there to sit down and talk to them about maybe an application or looking,
mm-hmm,
at their credit.
Now, this is something that we really, really want to share. And Tammy and Janice, I hope that it will echo with everybody listening, that we don't want people to be afraid of coming because their credit may not be perfect.
Absolutely. That is the whole point of this. And you may say, I have no idea what my credit's going to,
mm-hmm,
look like. Or you may say, I know it doesn't look that great. But this is your chance to come. If you know you're not quite ready, but you want to obtain home ownership,
mm-hmm,
this is your chance to come meet with a mortgage professional and have them guide you on what you need to do to get ready. It may take you a little while, but if,
mm-hmm,
you don't come and start the process, you'll never reach that goal. So absolutely, please come. Even if you feel like you know there are some issues that aren't stellar on your credit, we're going to give you tips on how to make that better.
And let me just say, for all of those people that are listening, and I feel you in the spirit, and you're saying, you know what, I would really love that, but I'm kind of concerned. Well, this is an opportunity where there is no pressure on you as a consumer. You're going to go to the seminar on September the 22nd at the incubator, which is absolutely a beautiful environment to be in. And you're going to have the opportunity to have a conversation with experts that can help you to get to where you need to be. And in many cases, people are there, but because of that fear and that timidity, they haven't checked, and they can help you to be right where you need to be, to stop paying that exorbitant rent that you're paying and become a homeowner. But what's best about the entire process, it's 100% free. It's another way that Red River Bank is trying to give back to this community.
That's right. So no application fees. Don't worry about anything. All we need for you to do is come, and we will handle all of the details.
And so what's the most important thing, ladies, that you want people to really, really hear about coming out to this seminar? For you, Tammy, what's the most important thing?
I think the most important thing is not to be intimidated, to understand that this event is designed for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for the bank. It is for the individual out there who doesn't want to come to the bank, frankly. you know, who doesn't have time to make an appointment,
right,
come in. This is a Saturday morning. You know, if you have an hour and a half to give of your time, I promise you the information that you take away will be so very valuable.
Absolutely. And for you, Janice, as a person that's really in the community and understands the needs of the community, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will hear?
I think I want to echo what Tammy said. It's so important because this is an environment where you can just come and it's comfortable, and we don't want you to be fearful because it is an intimidating process. But I think the other thing that's really important is that people need to know that they're not by themselves. They're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people with these same questions, with these same credit concerns, with the same fears,
mm-hmm,
and anxiety when it comes to purchasing a home. And this is an environment to be with other people that are feeling like you're feeling, thinking like you're thinking, but still have the same desires that you have. And so
absolutely,
we want to tell them this is the place to come. As Tammy said, this seminar was set up for that.
One more time. Give the time, the place, and the when.
The seminar is this Saturday, September the 22nd, from 9 to 12. Again, the first hour will be the speakers that will be there. We're going to be at the incubator, which is on Wimbledon, right where the old Jake's building was and right across from Fads and Frames. We just want to take the opportunity to invite you to come out and spend some time with us.
All right. And how do you register one more time?
You can register online at redriverbank.net. And if you can't do that, still come. We still want you to
come. Can they call the bank?
Yes, you can call 561-4000. So even if you're driving, that's easy to remember, 561-4000. Ask for the mortgage department and they will register you.
Absolutely. And we want to let people know that this is a great time to buy, Tammy, because those
rates
are looking really, really good.
And like you said, on your budget, you can afford a lot more house if the rates are really low. So it is a great time to get pre-qualified.
Absolutely. We want to thank Tammy Salazar and Janice Seastrunk from Red River Bank. We want to thank the great folks at Red River Bank for being the change that you want to see in the community. But most of all, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Y'all, we got to take a quick break, but we're back on the other side.
Tell you something, all that glitters ain't gold.
Hey, hey.
It's been a long old troublesome road. And I'm looking for somebody, come and help me carry this load. I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Well, I don't know if I'm walking on solid.
AAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, For your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting. Oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living. And I would like to say thank you to Carlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and also our partners in this year's 2012 Race for the Cure. Listen, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the credit union with a heart. They're located on Commerce, Edgeville, and also Coliseum Boulevard. Davis One Stop, another proud sponsor of the OPT Network. And also our partners in helping us to eradicate breast cancer. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, make sure that you visit David's One Stop, give a donation, and just take a look around. It is an incredible store on Highway 71, right in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we are switching gears yet again. This is a really, really important month, and a lot of people probably don't know that September has been slated as National Alcohol and Drug Recovery Addiction Month in the United States. And so what that means is that they're promoting societal benefits of prevention, treatment, and recovery, not only for mental and substance abuse disorders, but for all of those disorders when it comes to alcohol and drugs. They're celebrating people in recovery, and they're lauding the contributions of the treatment service providers. And here this morning to talk about this very, very important subject is Victor White from Pathway Behavior Clinic Healthcare, formerly Red River. He is a licensed addiction counselor. He is also a certified compulsive gambling counselor. And we welcome him to the OPT Network for the very first time. Victor, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Sister Colette.
Well, he's been here before, but he's never been in the studio. So welcome to the studio.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, this is an important subject because millions of people, Victor, are recovering, but there are millions of others that have not yet started recovery. Now, let's talk about, first of all, what addiction is.
Well, when we talk about addiction, you know, that's sometimes that we start realizing that individuals, we hear the word depend upon a substance or they have to have it. You know, we hear it all the time. But we have a definition in which we use out of the Narcotics Anonymous Basis Text where it is with a person himself, you know, that have a negative outlook on life, and then we say that it's rooted in fear, insecurity, low self-esteem. Because a lot of time, we hear family members of people that are addicted, they are saying, well, you know, he ought to be able to stop, or she should be able to stop if she loved me, or and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But the real deal is that they can't. Once they start, it's impossible to stop. And the same thing with the person who is who's impacted by the disease itself. And it is a disease. A lot of times, folks, he can stop. He should be able to, mm-hmm. but you can't. It's a disease just as cancer is. I call it a dis-ease because it's a family dis-ease. It not only affects the person who's drinking or drugging, it affects everybody that it comes in contact with. Employer, loved ones, the whole society itself, because you still have folks stealing mm-hmm. as a result of it, because guess what? You can't get a job if you can't pass a urine screen.
That's right. And so for those people, and I'm sitting here listening, and I know that there are many people that will be captivated this morning, Victor, by this conversation. For those people that said you hit the nail on the head, if you say that you don't want to use drugs, alcohol, etc., you say it time and time again, you should be able to stop. Let's speak to those families that are in dis-ease, as you so eloquently put it. What can we do to help those people to get into recovery?
Sure, if you look at it from a family perspective, mm-hmm. it's even more difficult because the alcoholic or the drug addict has trained the family to do certain things.
Wow.
Because that person is addicted on opiates. For instance, if you got an individual addicted on opiates and they get up in the morning.
Let's talk about what opiates are for people who don't know.
Well, when you hear the word Oxycontin, when you hear Lortabs, when you hear Roxy's or Vicodin, Percocet. So you hear all these things, mostly prescription. A lot of times it's prescription drugs. Same with benzos, Valium, Xanax. In that classification, that individual, see, they take those, but if it's me or you and we're not addicted to it, we take it, we fall asleep.
Right.
Well, if they take 2 or 5, they can clean the house, cut the grass, do all the hedges, and then come in and the family member think that is great. So for the family member, they're not going to say, oh, you need help. But when they're having a bad day, they can't get a hold of the prescription, or they run out before time. Mm-hmm. They go on the streets and they're buying it. Well, guess what? If I'm having a bad day and I'm an opioid user, everybody else is having a bad day.
Wow.
See, so that's why it's hard for the family to make that connection, get on the phone and say, look, you know, you need help, or I'm going to call someone, because even if the family member called, don't mean that I'm going to get help.
Right.
Because sometimes, more often than not, the family is also in denial, just as the individual that is using the drugs in denial.
Right. And so for those family members that are listening and said, okay, Victor, you're right on point. You're talking to me and to my family member. How do you know when a person is addicted? How many pills or how many drinks is too much? Or if you're just drinking and you're not using pills or you're not using illicit drugs, you know what I'm saying? Because you look at the totality of the user. I won't say addict because I don't know. But you look at the totality of the user, and when do you say, okay, he's addicted?
Well, you start seeing
or
a decline.
Or she's addicted.
Right. You start seeing a decline. You start seeing a person that probably kept themselves up, now not keeping themselves up. Probably see an individual that was going to work every day and staying at work. Well, now that they go to work, they may not even get up and go to work. You're starting to see that. The mindset changes, the way that person think, you know, so we use CBT for some of that, cognitive behavior therapy.
Okay.
But a lot of times you start realizing, wait a minute, it's not the same person. You could tell when they take something, they're more energized, they're mm-hmm. they appear to be more athletic, that's how they think. But yet and still, what is happening is that they're on the decline. Mm. And see, sometimes we wait too late, you see, because it's up to the individual. And family members, we want to jump right in. We mm-hmm. want to save them. We want mm-hmm. to stop them from drinking. We want to stop them from drugging. And see, let me speak to that person that probably saying that, oh, no, I don't have this problem. Because if you're sitting around and listening and you have your loved one, wife, sister, brother, a child looking at you saying, well, that sounds like my father, sounds like my mother. And on the other side, mom or dad saying, no, that's not me.
Right.
Well, here's a good thing we call the acid test.
The acid test?
Yes, ma'am, the acid test. Okay. If I go into a restaurant and I normally drink a glass of wine, let's just say it's 2-for-1 margarita night.
Okay.
And then I go in and I'm with my friends and I drink my margarita.
Right.
And my friends drink theirs, and then, you know, okay, the free one coming up.
Right.
I'm sitting there, my friends say, well, you know, that's the best margarita I've had. but I don't want any more.
Right.
But here not an addict person says, guess what? Well, you don't want yours, I'll take it.
Right.
See, and that's the person that tends to forget a lot.
Right.
And the next day they start saying, well, no, I didn't do that.
Wow.
You see, and so the family member is saying, well, they have a problem, but you can't tell them because you know they're going to get angry.
That's right. That's right.
So the best thing to do is you don't tell them. You have to sometimes demonstrate. Mm-hmm. You know, even if they look at it, even if they have the picture, you're still in denial.
And so how do you have to demonstrate?
Well, the thing is, you can't tell them that there is a problem.
You can't tell them
that
there is a
problem.
Because isn't that the first thing that we want to do is we want to say, that's a problem.
Correct.
But so how many margaritas would indicate that's a problem?
Well, they know after the first one. See, all it takes is one. Because after the first one, they change. And the family member knows because in their mind, when they hear the loved one say, well, we're going out tonight,
mm-hmm.
that's all they have to hear. And all they have to do is look in the face of the individual that's the alcoholic or the drug addict. But the drug addict don't see what the family member sees.
Of course.
So when they say, well, I'm only going to go drink one beer, and then the family member gets upset because they don't understand the dynamics of the disease.
Right.
And so the family member say, well, you said that yesterday.
Right.
And then they say, I know what I said. I know exactly what I said, and I know what I'm grown. Matter of fact, I can do what I want to do.
That's right.
You see, now we're starting to hear the disease take over the individual.
Right.
And so the loved ones, if they're intimidated, they back down.
Right.
You know, but yet instead of telling the person, you know, because you have to admit.
Boy, this is a deep, deep conversation. I got to get a quick break here, but this is what I want to talk about, Victor, when we come back. I want to talk about that person that says, Victor, you're not talking to me, because, yeah, I drink. But I go to work, I handle my business, I take care of my family, but yeah, I drink. Y'all, this is a deep, deep conversation, and it's for many. Millions of people are addicted to prescription drugs, illicit drugs, and alcohol. Y'all, this is On Point Talk. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good.
for a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Christus Cabrini Hospital, Women's and Children's, also Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary, HD for Life, plus so much more. All you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're having an incredibly important conversation. The month of September is National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month in the United States. They've been celebrating this for more than 23 years. DC said, who knew? Yeah, it's an important, important conversation, and we're joined by Victor White. Not only is he a licensed addiction counselor, he is also a certified compulsive gambling counselor, and he is also a pastor. He is currently employed by Pathway Behavior Healthcare, which was formerly Red River. Now, this is what the statistics tell us. It tells us that alcohol abuse costs the United States, get this, a whopping $224 billion with a B, dollars a year. And that alcohol abuse kills 79,000 people every year. And this statistic is reported by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Victor, before we went to break, there are so many dynamics, and I happen to understand them personally, and there are many people who understand them because there are many people that have this dynamic working in their family. There is always going to be that person who just totally drinks their beer or whatever alcohol that they drink or whatever drugs that they're using, and they go to work every single day, they pay their bills, and they would say, I beg to differ with you. I do not have a problem.
Sure, we're going to run into it all the time. Or you get the marijuana smoker that says that God created it.
Right, so it's a plant. It's got to be good.
So and then we find that. But the thing about it is the difference between that alcoholic, non-alcoholic, or the addict versus the non-addict is the behavior change. You see, there's some people that can drink a glass of wine, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Sit back and relax. You know, it increases the taste of dinner.
Okay.
You know, and so therefore, that may be one scenario. But the person that says, you know, I go to work every day, I haven't missed a day of work for 20 years. I come on every day and I drink, but then I will look at the loved one on the side of that individual that says, that's all you do. You know, you don't spend time with your children. You don't spend time with me anymore. All it is you and your beer. See, so the beer or the alcohol or the drug has replaced everything else. See, so you only, systemic-wise, you only have one thing, my work. I pay the bills, but after I pay the bills, all you got to do is come in the refrigerator, loads of beer, look at my ice chest sitting by my recliner. I got the bills. Or I go to work, but I'm on pain management. But on the bottle, when I look at the prescription bottle, say take one lower tab every 6 hours.
Right.
Well, I'm taking six every 1 hour. See, so, but I'm justifying it because I have a prescription for it.
Right.
See, and it doesn't change the fact that I do all these things, go to work, doing everything I'm supposed to do. But the one part that I'm lacking is, is in the family area. Mm-hmm. I can't cope with those, you know. And that's really what people of addiction have. They have a coping problem. They don't have the skill set to deal with certain events, circumstances, situations that happen in their lives.
Right. And this is what one person wrote on a blog. One person wrote in recovery. He says, recovery requires honesty, openness, patience, and an effort to have true hope. Now, how do we help those family members and those people that are addicted and don't know they're addicted to be honest? Because William Shakespeare said it. He said, to thine own self be true. But how hard is it, especially if you have been having these same issues for years, to be honest with yourself, especially if, like those people we talk about, you talk about marijuana or weed, that have smoked weed forever and don't think that there's not a thing wrong with it. How do we help them to be honest with themselves?
Right, sure, that's the thing. They have to come to that more likely on their own. But we do have services available. See, if a person wants to find out, you can go over to what we call the OBH clinic. Now, it used to be Alexander Pineville Addictive Disorders Clinic. And they can go over to there, you know, and guess what? And they can find out. There's an assessment that can be done.
Is that right?
They can be evaluated. And then if they want to, the number is 487-5191, and you can set up an appointment. See, just to find out, just to see where you stand,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, and family members, those are the ones, you know, the family member can call. It has to be the individual. Like I said, it has to be the individual. And being honest with oneself, because I haven't been honest with myself for 20 years, been smoking or drinking, and I'm going to work, so it's going to be hard to break through what we call denial, the first leg of denial, which is we minimize the situation. I go to work.
Right.
Then I start justifying, but all my bills are paid. And see, and so when I minimize, justify, then I start rationalizing. It's not as bad as you seem. It's not as bad as y'all making me out to be. I'm not a bad person. No, alcoholics and addicts, they're not bad people. There are some good people that made bad decisions, mm-hmm. bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so hard to be honest, because what has happened to, and most alcoholics and drug addicts, they have experienced it somehow. They've seen it in a family member. And what they told themselves is, I'll never be like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it's hard to get honest with oneself. Because you have to become the very thing that you told yourself you'll never become.
Mm.
See, wow. So that's real. See, so if they're going to be honest, they have to look in the mirror and tell yourself, well, I said I'd never be like Uncle Buck. And when I look in the mirror, I see Uncle Buck. You know, I despised Uncle Buck. See, Uncle Buck may have molested me. Uncle Buck may have abused me physically. Uncle Buck may have did some things to me that I wasn't quite happy with. And so therefore, I knew something was wrong with Uncle Buck. But the moment I got that prescription drug, it started working for my back.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started remembering what Uncle Buck did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm taking it so I don't remember. Now I'm taking it so I can be numb to those feelings, the effects of what happened to me. So that's why it's hard to be honest, because now I have to say I'm not taking it to take care of physical pain. I'm taking it to help eliminate emotional pain.
Mm.
And so that's why it's real hard to be honest.
And so, with that said, you know, you just broke that down in a way that a lot of people, especially after years and years, may not come to that reality. But then you still got the family members that are trying to cope with the pain. Because, see, what the addict or the user doesn't realize, I guess, at that moment is how much the rest of the family is hurting. And then you've got those family members that said, it would be okay if you drank, but you just go too far.
Sure. It's okay to drink at home. It's okay to use at home. See, we have mothers doing that to young, because our young generation, the average age now, we used to be looking at 30 years old. Now you're finding kids in treatment 18 to 21, which 18 to 21 is a kind of difficult population to really deal with, because they are still in that stage where actually we still look at them as adolescents.
Right.
So therefore, you know, they're peer-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are peer-driven, and so therefore it's hard to get them to be honest about what's going on, because they still believe they're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. It can't break me down. It won't do this.
Right.
But now,
let me stop you right there, because as you talked about that 18 to 21-year-old group, I read this statistic, and it literally blew my mind. It says more than 23 million people over the age of 12 are addicted to alcohol and other drugs. 12 years old.
Sure, we look at smoking. See, because that's a gateway drug.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of them experiment with it. What they don't realize is the first time they take that inhale that cigarette,
mm-hmm.
right, it gives them a high, a buzz, as they say, give them that. And so they're looking for that. Well, after a while, you smoke a pack or two, right, it goes away. So then you turn to alcohol and try to put alcohol with smoking,
mm-hmm.
and you get the same thing. But the alcohol is easily accessible because, remember, society approves of alcohol.
Right.
Almost everywhere we go, you know, we start out with a dinner wine. Or
mm-hmm.
if we go to a nightclub, we have a beer. So therefore, then we have individuals at home that just sit in the chair, and the child is 8, 9 years old, say, well, go get me a beer, go get mama a beer, go get daddy a beer. So, or we have the card games. We know how those go.
Oh, well, yeah, spades.
The card games.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, we send the child to go get the alcohol.
Right.
But when the child opens, he takes a drink of it.
Wow.
You know, just like I would start all cigarettes, send the child, go light the cigarette.
That's it. That's it. This is an incredibly important conversation, y'all. 79,000 people a year die from alcohol abuse. And then let's not even talk about the dynamics of mixing the substances of alcohol and other drugs and how they have taken the lives of many more. When we come back, I want to talk about the fact that many parents are reporting that their kids in college who have never drank or used any types of drugs are starting to use marijuana. It's an incredibly important conversation. You must stay on point. We're back after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or texting.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady-Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I would like to thank Harlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight to prevent prematurity in babies. Thank you, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is in Of Oils Parish and surrounding areas to serve you. Here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we are joined by Victor White from Pathway Behavior Healthcare, formerly Red River Bank. He is a licensed, formerly Red River Mental Health Treatment Center and Drug Addiction Center. And this month is National Alcohol, Drug, and Addiction Recovery Month in the United States, celebrating 23 years. And y'all, we are having the most incredible conversation. And Victor, for a lot of people, this could be a tough conversation to hear. And during the break, we were talking about the predisposition that young people have, the predisposition that they get from family members that will cause them to go on to use drugs, especially in high school and college.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, you know, that's the thing, that we have the predisposition. You know, some people drink themselves into addiction. Some of them is predisposed. You know, if I have the right mother, I call it the right mother, the right father, the right genes and the right chromosome, then therefore I'm destined to become that. If my mother and father is addicted, and then therefore I take that drug because it was passed on to me and I do drugs, I get the same thing that happened to them. And we don't, and I didn't realize that as a youngster. See, the same with me as I grew up in that area. Mm-hmm. That on Sundays when it was football, basketball, baseball, whatever the sport was, that my family would come together, uncles, aunt, and they would all meet and they would sit around and they would tell her, look, boy, go over there and bring me that, you know. And then my uncle drank white poke, and they used to put put the peppermint in it and shake it up, and then when he put it down and he turned his back, then me and my brother, we were going to give us a sip of that white poke, you know. Mm-hmm. My grandfather, he was a Baptist preacher, and we started realizing that, you know, he had Southern comfort, but he had a hot tide, but yet and still, all year round, he had a cold. And so that's how he helped his cold all year round. Right. He would make him a tide. Mm-hmm. So we started realizing, seeing, and we as parents do the same thing.
Right.
We raise our children not knowing. So when my child goes, and I put this pressure on them, not realizing that the pressure that was placed upon me to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So now, therefore, and if I don't, I feel I'm going to bring shame to the family.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that predisposition, because there was shame in the family before, and how we were raised, that whatever goes on in this house, it stays in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the house shame.
Mm.
Whatever goes on in that family, that's the shame of it. And so, therefore, it don't supposed to go anywhere.
Wow.
And so I walk around with that.
And so this is what I want to share with our listeners, is that Victor is not only a counselor with many, many degrees, many, many years of experience, but you're also a recovering addict.
That's correct.
And so for you, understanding both sides, the side of using and the side, the clinical side, how do we help? And I speak to wives and I speak to mothers this morning. How do we help them get past the shame? And I say it all the time, especially women, we suffer in silence. How do we help those women to get past the shame? Because these are things that happen in the house that we don't tell.
Yes, and see, that's the point of it, is that it is the reason why we don't want her outside, because no one wants to see their marriage as a failure. And see, and so therefore, if I go to work and everybody see it, but what we don't understand in the household, whether it be a wife or husband, what you don't understand, everybody out there knows already. You know,
wow.
Everybody knows. They just don't want to sit around you because they can see in your face. All they have to do when they start talking about their husband, start talking about their wife, they can look in your face and see the shame. See, so they are helping. We call Al-Anon.
You think so? You think people can look at you and see the shame?
Oh, yes. And see, that's the thing, because we've been programmed to hide it.
Right.
But if you're suffering from the same illness I'm suffering from, you remember Grandma used to say, it takes one to know one.
Mm-hmm.
See, so therefore, when I hear you, if I've been through what you've been through, I can remember the look on how I tried to stand and be strong. That's what it's about. And wives try to help their husband, but yet and still, you're not helping. You're hurting more than helping. See, so the best thing that one can do is start letting that individual hit a bottom. And some, well, we are the big book that said, let your bottom be raised. And how you raise that bottom is that husband, that wife, need to quit being a caretaker, or quit being
And how
a
do
neighbor.
We do that? Lord knows, how do you do that?
Well, we call it tough love. We know the toughest thing is to say no to someone you love.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, you know, when you say, well, look, I'm sick today. You know he's sick, right? He got a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, well, call my job and tell him I have the flu, you have to say, well, no, you need to call your own job today. So you have to start, and I say this to people that really don't understand addiction, whatever it is that you can't do, don't say it. Only say what you can do. For instance, if your husband is on probation and you keep threatening, you go back out there again, come in after 10 o'clock, pass your curfew, I'm going to call your probation officer. Well, and if you don't call the probation officer, what are you going to do? He's going to bring you the phone and say, here, let me give you the phone, call it. Because they know you're not going to call it. For a mother with a child that's going out, coming at 3 o'clock in the morning, hi. And the mother say, don't come back in here. If you come in my house after 12 o'clock,
I'm calling, or I'm calling the police.
Well, if you can't call the police, don't say it. Because now you're only hurting you and the addicted individual. Because now the shame has been taken from him or her and placed upon you as the loved one. See, but remember, you're not the one. See, it's not you. It affects you. but you're not the addicted person.
But see, as a person that really doesn't understand this, I never felt that way. I always felt that when you're with somebody, you become what they are because you're one, really. Whether you're a mother, you feel that you take that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. And that's the thing, how we do, right? We want to become a part of that. But my way of thinking, see, and we ask ourselves, what happened to my loved one? That's not how they were. See, that's when we become separate. We are one. Mm-hmm. But see, that part of me that is hurting, I need to learn how to separate myself from that. For instance, if I knew that gangrene was eating my left hand,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell them to keep it.
Right.
See, I may as well get rid of it. And now the toughest thing in the world for me to do, because there's going to be a stigmatism associated with me getting rid of it. I'm starting to think about what the people going to tell me when they see me without a hand. What are folks going to say when I go in Walmart or walk in the mall? See, are children going to make fun of me?
Right.
Well, see, that's the same thing. That's why we don't want to separate. We want to be there because I want that part to be just as strong as I am. But that's the weaker part.
Right.
So when it's the weaker part, I have to learn how. And I have to practice this. See, it takes practice. So I start with simple stuff like, I'm not going to call your job for you today. If I do
But
it
you've enough, called the job 100 times.
Sure. And that's
and so what's going to make this time any different?
Right. Because now that's where the toughness come in. It's because we have that conversation. I know you're going to convince me to do the very thing I said, because now you're going to make me start feeling guilty. Oh. I'm going to feel guilty now.
Right.
See, so therefore, I have to understand it's not my guilt.
Absolutely. And for those women and those men out there who are struggling, having challenges, there is hope. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a hope for a good future. And we're going to talk about celebrating recovery. We're back after this.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Monday. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Sylvia's Caring Companions, Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. The number is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. We're talking about National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month in the United States. And Victor, you really can't talk about recovery without talking about the process to recovery. And I said to Victor during the break, and this is a heartfelt, tough conversation because I personally have lived it, you have lived it, and I know how tough it is to break the shame, to say enough is enough, you gotta get help. And there are women out there, there are moms out there, there are wives, sisters, the gamut that's saying enough is enough, you need help. And there are those wives, Victor, that are at that crossroads, and I've stood there, that are saying, if you don't get help, I will leave. And so how can we help those people at every part of this process to get there?
See, and sometimes that's what it takes, a period of separation, for that person to be saying, for 20 years, I'm going to leave and never leave. You know, so therefore, right. And then sometimes when they do leave, then the person says, well, you know what, since she's left or he left, what I'm going to do, they may stop drinking and drugging, but the moment that the reconciliation, or we call it again, the honeymoon back, mm-hmm. once that honeymoon back is over, then you start seeing the same behaviors. See, and that's what the person has to look for. The behavior does not change, and the person is not.
Right.
So that's why they may need, and when we talk about recovery, I call it a three-step process.
Okay.
We have to uncover, discover, so we can recover.
Mm.
And seeing in the
Say that again, Victor.
We uncover, so we can discover, or discover, so we can recover.
Wow.
And seeing in the uncovering portion, what happens is I may need to go to treatment. See, I may be at such a point that if I'm on opiates, I need to be detoxed.
But you know, the thing of it is this. Is that sometimes when you're an addict, you think you're better than the other addicts in there. Because I'm not on the street. I'm not homeless. I got my car. I got my house. I got my wife. I'm really too good to be in there with those, quote unquote, real addicts.
Oh, sure. You have the same, the dynamic that I don't smoke crack. I just drink.
Exactly. Or I just take pills.
I take pills and mine a prescription. But the thing about it, the behavior is still the same. See, so that's why we have the uncovering part. I have to uncover all this stuff. I'm saying to myself that I have a home, I have a car, I haven't lost anything. A lot of times you don't have to lose anything. All it has to be is that you come to the realization that guess what? I haven't lost a home, I haven't lost a car, but when I look at my family, when I look at my job, how I'm not progressing. See, and then some of us would move up the ladder because they can't move up the ladder because we're afraid of success.
Mm-hmm.
Because with success comes responsibility. You see, and so therefore, we find that part in that uncovering part that we have to uncover all this stuff. So we go back far as we can in our childhood, and we bring it all the way up to where we are. And we look at that, and then we discover those things that we see that we thought were healthy behavior were truly unhealthy behaviors. But they were acceptable in the family, so therefore they're acceptable in my family.
Mm-hmm.
The morals and the values that my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, those things that they instilled in me, when I find myself moving away from them, you see, then we start realizing, you know, it's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But I developed certain things, and so I'm starting to discover that I've moved away from the very thing that I was dependent upon. And see, so, and the last part is when we're talking about the recovery part, we have to have God. See, there's no way out. And no treatment, there's no way out to recover. Recover means to make new. And I can't make myself new. So I have to submit myself under some authority.
Mm-hmm.
And that authority is God.
And what about those addicts or those users who are angry with God?
Sure, that's the thing. That's why, you know, when it comes down to being angry with God, or however it is with God, you know, we start realizing right then and there that you can say stuff like, God as I understand God.
Right.
See, I need to go
or
to
my
the
higher level, power.
My higher power.
And does the Christian community have a problem with that?
Most time they do. Or you get individuals that come into treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If you come into treatment and you believe that you have a connection with God, And so a lot of times they get upset with me because the first thing I do is I challenge that God. That's the same God that you will use when you say, oh, God, please don't let the liquor store be closed. I got 2 minutes. See, that's the same God right. that you're talking to. Say, God, well, look, don't let him be out of a boat as big as my shoulder. Well, that God didn't work for you. Look at what he got. So let me introduce you to a God that can change those things.
Right.
You see, and that's the thing that we miss is that. And I tell them, maybe I missed the boat. When I went to treatment, I may have missed the boat because they come in, they got 2 days, and they talk about, well, you know, I do believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I say, you may believe in Jesus, but is Jesus believing in you? Mm. You see, that's where the shift of that you moved away from the very core beliefs. And so now the addiction takes hold, and it tells you that, guess what? I'm your God. You do what it tells you to do. That's why I tell you, look, you haven't lost your house yet. How you think you're keeping it? Yeah, you haven't lost your car. See, you notice I just let you drink a six-pack. Well, that's the disease. And we have to start realizing that we have to confront that. That's the point that has to be confronted. That's the shame that folks don't want to get rid of, is because that is there in every family. Every family is impacted, affected by alcoholism and drug addiction. But the whole point, like I said, there is hope. See, there is hope. We have to realize that one must first admit that you have a problem in order for us to even deal with it.
Right.
And the same thing with Pathways. Over at Pathways, we have a detox.
Mm-hmm.
So a medically supported detox. For those who are saying, you know, I would stop, but my stomach start cramping, I get the shakes and I'm having this, but there's a place for you. We have a medical detox for individuals with co-occurring disorders.
And what about those people, Victor, that are going to ultimately say, they're going to turn to their God, and they're going to go, and they're going to go to the altar. They're going to surrender all. They're going to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And the word says it. We believe it. It's true because God said it. But then what?
Yes. Oh, see, that's the excellent thing. But now, I'm laying hands on you, and I believe in that. Pastor laying hands, he believes, and then we get those prayer warriors
mm-hmm.
that lay hands on you
mm-hmm.
and say,
we cast that demon out.
We call the elders,
mm-hmm.
and we lay hands on you. We pull that thing out of you. But the thing is, now, we believe.
Mm-hmm.
See, we believe. But the person that is on their knees at that altar, is belief in that individual. See, because in order for it to work, they have to believe just as much as I believe.
Right.
And see, guess what? Now, maybe we may have pulled it out, but the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
See, they still have the mindset. So, and guess what? So when I'm coming to church, well, the church folk may not understand me as well as because some of them in the church, you know, we prayed, laid hands on me, and I'm cured. That's it.
That's it.
It's over for me. Well, others. Well, I can lay hands and pray. Well, guess what? I need to do some other things. That's why God made those other things available. I may need to go to treatment so I can separate myself from the environment a little bit.
Right.
You know, so therefore, laying hands is good. Praying is great, excellent, because prayer mm-hmm. will change things. Prayer will fix things.
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, then remember, God made possible another avenue for us to get back in the church. God made possible another avenue for me to understand what is going on
right.
with me.
And so what we really have to do, in summing this up, is find out what the symptom of the problem really is that's causing one to use drugs and alcohol.
And that's correct. And like I said, a lot of times we deal with the stuff at the top, but everybody has a core issue. And that's the thing, where they don't have a skill set to deal with it. So when I lay hands on them, I don't realize I can pull that demon out, but when they go back home, they have a nagging wife. They have a nagging husband, and they say, well, that reminds them of mom or daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, as soon as they go back in that same environment, then that is.
This, Victor, was an incredibly informative conversation. We want to thank you for the power of this information. We know that with information, with knowledge, we are more powerful. Victor White, Pathway Behavior Healthcare. Thank you so much for spending. Oh, my goodness. If you knew how busy Victor was, thank you for spending the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
I appreciate it. And thank you all for having me.
You know what? We're going to revisit this. This is so much more to say. Thank you for being such an attentive, great audience this morning, because we feel your spirits out there. And there is hope. There is hope. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation